Welcome back to Social BJJ with your boy Dave. We're going to be talking about some drug use today. You know, PEDs, basically. Performance-enhancing drugs. Should they be allowed? Should they not be allowed? What's my take on it for the most part? Pros and cons to each. You know, so let's dive in. So PEDs, should they be used at the highest level? I mean, we got the highest competitors, you know, Gordon Ryan, Craig Jones. They're openly admitting to using it. And then we got Mikey Musumeci, I think that's how you say his last name, who is basically saying, or Musumeci, I'm not sure, who's basically saying he's clean, and we don't know that for a fact. But that's what he's claiming, and that's what he's saying. And I think most of the athletes who do jiu-jitsu, most of the people who do jiu-jitsu around the world are clean. But again, we're talking about the competitors. We're talking about the top of the top, the ones who, you know, put their bodies on the line to be the best. They're in a gym 24/7, breaking their bodies down. They need a way to recover. They need a way to recoup that energy, that muscle, everything. And so some of them use steroids to recover faster. Now, is steroid use going to make you better on the mats per se? No, it's not going to make you more technical. It's not going to make you more savvy, but what it will do is allow you to have more time on the mats, which will allow you to be more technical and more savvy on the mat. So, I mean, is it directly correlating with you being better at jiu-jitsu? No, but is it indirectly, and is it very powerful indirection? Absolutely, right? Because if I'm able to spend X amount, like let's say if I'm able to spend, you know, 2 hours on the mats, just normal me without anything, and I probably can only do that realistically once a day, maybe once every other day, and my body's going to be really feeling it, and then we're mixing in lifting. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to train every day, but you throw some roids in there, maybe I could do 2 a days and lift, and I'm ready to go. You know, triple my testosterone or whatever. I don't know the percentages. So if you're like a, hey, no, the percentage of testosterone per body fat and blood count is actually, then yeah, I mean, this conversation is probably not for you. Go to the, you know, Discovery Channel or something. But if you're just average person that, you know, is just thinking about it, it definitely does help. It definitely does help. There's no way around it. But I mean, if you're going to make the case that, you know, it should be banned, it should not be allowed, then you got to talk about the leagues that, you know, basically allow it. You know, you got Fight Pass, you know, UFC. Last time I checked, they're not testing, right? You got Polaris, they're not testing. You got ADCC, definitely not testing. CJI, not testing. They actually said that they want you on voids, CJI. And I know ADCC in the back, I believe I've been told, or not personally, I just heard it, that they had IVs ready for ready for the athletes, right, to basically replenish. And so you look at all of this, and I mean, IVs is not necessarily a bad thing, right? You can take IVs, and that doesn't mean that's steroids. So let me just clarify that. But basically, they don't care. Like, they don't care what you're taking, what you're doing, and that's what I meant by it. But then I think there's, like, a PGL league. I think it's run by Brandon. He's a 10 Planet guy. I don't know how to say his last name, but yeah, I'm pretty sure they're a clean league. I don't know how clean you can be. You know, I don't know what their testing is like. I don't know if they got USADA, like, calling up athletes 3 o'clock in the morning, meeting them at random places and checking their piss. I don't know if they're doing that, right? If they are, amazing. But if there aren't, then how do we know that the athletes aren't just not really smart and doing like a Lance Armstrong and just like cheating? We don't know. And that's why I'm very like thankful for at least, you know, Gordon and Craig, and they're just being open and honest about it. Like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm taking. And, you know, they're like, it's not a big deal. This is what we're doing because it's legal. And, that, you know, that's fair. But, you know, no one's actually really talking about, you know, cannabis, marijuana. Nobody's talking about that drug and how beneficial that can be too. Now, is it going to allow you to like recover much faster like steroids would? Absolutely not. But will it allow you, like, maybe perhaps when you're in a row? I heard people talk about, like, you know, rolling high, it unlocks different pathways. They're a little bit more creative. They're seeing things much better. They're flowing much, much better. So it kind of seems like it's a performing enhancing drug. Doesn't, like, wouldn't you think so? Should that be banned? Are we doing, you know, drug tests for recreational drugs that are 100% legal in certain states? You know, are we doing that? Like, how far with the testing are we going to go? And maybe we are. Maybe we're going to say, you know what, you can't do anything absolutely whatsoever. But at this, like, when you look at it, jiu-jitsu doesn't make that much money where you can start regulating and telling guys what they can and cannot do with their body in their off time. I mean, sure, yeah, the top of the top, you got Nicky Rao winning $1 million. Okay. Cool, right? But how many tournaments are there like that? There's just one. That was the first one in history. Usually these guys are going from seminar to seminar, you know, bouncing around, shooting instructionals, traveling so much. Like, they're traveling and then they're doing jiu-jitsu. And so many guys, like, you go to a seminar, they teach a seminar, so many people want to roll with them, so many people want to beat them. So they're putting their bodies on the line so much. How are they supposed to naturally recover and make a living at the same time? Like, so I kind of have a heart for these guys. Like, yeah, like, you know, Mikey, he signs his contract with one championship, and they ended up, like, kind of doing him dirty. So now he's at UFC. But, you know, he's just there. He's not really doing anything else. Maybe he's doing a podcast here and there, but I haven't heard of, like, oh, here's a Mikey seminar coming up in your area. Like, I haven't heard about that. And I'm in a pretty dense area in, you know, New York, near New York, you know, that tri-state area. So, I mean, everybody has come over here, you know, and the best guys are literally from this area. So, you know, there's going to be people who pop by and do seminars over here. So I haven't heard him doing that, so he can be really critical of people, and that's fine. That's fine. He has his opinion, just like I'm sure you're listening to it right now. You guys have your opinion. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think it should be banned because of the influence that it's going to have on the youth, on these kids that are coming up in jiu-jitsu, these kids that are 13, 14, 15, these monsters who've been doing jiu-jitsu since they was in diapers, since they were 6, since they was 5. Obviously, I know diapers is like 2-1, but, you know, for those who are, hey, you know, diapers, you should be only 2-3 years old. After that, you shouldn't be in diapers anymore. My son was out of diapers. Yeah, we get it. But, you know, those killers who are, you know, young and they're looking at the best guys, they're seeing what they're doing, they're hearing what they're saying and what they're taking, and they're like, you know what, if I want to be at the best, maybe I got to take this too. You know, I want to be able to train consistently. I want to quit school and I want to dedicate all my time to jiu-jitsu as well. What I would say to that is, yeah, that's bad. They're that's really bad. But at the same time, these people have parents or guardians. When are we going to start putting the onus on these adults, these parents, to raise their children like they're supposed to do? Right? We got to stop placing blame on, you know, people who are living their lives and doing what they feel like is the best for themselves. I mean, maybe I'm just so American that I believe in the right of autonomy and the right for people to do the things that they want to do with their bodies. Right? They're doing jiu-jitsu, which is breaking bones, which is breaking ligaments, choking people unconscious, practicing basically killing people and other people surrendering. That's the art that we do. And we say, oh yeah, it's a gentle art. No, we're practicing how to murder someone, how to cripple someone on a daily basis. That's what we do. And yet, we're going to say, oh no, he can't. He got to be a role model. He got to be an uplifting citizen for society. He got to watch out for the kids. No, where are their parents? Where are their parents having the conversations about them? Seeing what they're interested in jiu-jitsu. Having a conversation with them. Weighing the pros and cons. Being a good parent. don't blame the athletes. Don't blame the athletes. And now for those who don't have parents, don't have guardians, okay, it's a little bit trickier for there. But again, you can't put the onus on somebody. We all got to be responsible for our own decisions at one point in time. We all do. It sucks to say, but I can't blame somebody else for the crimes that I commit. I'm the one who goes to jail for them. I'm the one who goes to jail. I'm the one who has to face the judge at the end of the day for the things that I do. And we got to start, or stop rather, having this victim mentality for people. So should people be able to use drugs as long as they're legal in competition? Absolutely. The moment it becomes illegal, they should stop using it. They should not use it. But if it's legal, or a lack of legality, it's just not illegal, then who are we to say that they can't do it? Who are we? I'm Dave, and this is Social BJJ. Let me know what y'all think in the comments. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.